14 and a half before 6, 45 degrees. It is a Tuesday, the last day of April. Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning, friend. Thanks for being there.
Good morning, and you're welcome.
Go to, just 5 minutes. I wish we could talk longer. A lot of subjects dancing through my head, but it's the last day of April, and, you know, I happen to be counting down going, wow, it's 44 days till I turn 60. I'm counting down.
It's coming.
I know.
It's coming. My wife turns 50 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I probably am not supposed to say that in the air, but yes. So.
Okay. All right. Well, happy birthday to her tomorrow. Yep. All right. Yep. Let's see. What do you think's the worst time to wake? Like, say you fall asleep. There's a best time to wake up and a worst time in my mind. Like, what's kind of the best and worst?
You know, for me, the best is the natural wake up that's about 5 minutes before my alarm would normally
okay.
go off.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
The worst time to wake up for me is about an hour to an hour and a half before I wake
yeah,
up.
Exactly.
Then I don't really get back to sleep.
Exactly.
And, yeah. It's that, tough.
Yeah. I would say the best is if I fall asleep, let's say it's 9 o'clock or I fall asleep. And if you wake up at like 10:30 and you go, oh, great, I've still got the whole night to sleep.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
The worst is I set my alarm for like just before 4 o'clock and I woke up this morning at 2:45 and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No.
That's terrible.
I just, yeah, because there's 75 minutes of sleep you miss out on.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I had a colleague in graduate school who so much liked the feeling of still having time to sleep that she would set her alarm through the night and would wake up and be like, yay, I get to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Which felt a little counterintuitive to
that
me.
That is interesting. That is interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So it's an election year, and it's a stormy time. It's a challenging time. It's a hard time. But I saw a Christian with two different bumper stickers. I'm not going to exactly represent, but I want to get your take. So I'm going to kind of shelter it a little bit. But one of them said, my blank is an idiot, and it referred to an elected official. So just kind of generally that office.
Yep. Yep.
And the other one, sounds like maybe you've seen that one. And then there was another one that said something like, I demand or want reparations for the morons who voted for blank. So I just am like, I was kind of blown away. I'm like, what's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, so I get very frustrated when I see things like that, you know, not only in society in general, but for those who claim to be Christian. You know, I think it's kind of done jokingly, but it's so mean-spirited. It doesn't represent what I think Christ would say.
Yeah.
You know, in those situations, and you know, I think so often people get taken in by the language of their political party that they forget that they're called to. Be here to love even those with whom they might consider their enemies, whether that's politically or for other reasons.
I just shared the Henry Nouwen quote that Dan White had posted. I shared it on yesterday's show about that essence of the gospel is loving your enemies, maybe the hardest part. And so, I don't know. I'm just like, please. I mean, we're going to bring that message here. I mean, it's just it's like, be careful how, you know, Jesus, right? He talked about the yeast of the Pharisees, just that little bit. And, I mean, be careful that little bit of the politics, that self-righteousness that you mix in there is not love.
Yeah. You know, and I think I would add that there is place for reasonable disagreement with people with whom we disagree, right? You know, or who we view things differently.
Yeah.
But when we kind of fall to character attacks and name-calling, I think we've lost our way.
I was taken aback. And so, okay. Here we go. We got Acts 1, 10, and 11 today.
It says, as they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say, as the disciples watched, two messengers clothed in white came and stood with them and asked, people of Galilee, why are you staring off into the heavens? You just witnessed something miraculous. But listen, when Jesus returns, he will come back in the same way. As you go about your life, do not forget the angel's promise. My son will return one day, riding on the clouds in his resurrected body, and he will redeem everything. Keep hoping in him as you live and love. Final thought.
Yeah, I think even connected with what you were just talking about, you know, the world often seems like it's really falling apart, that things are getting worse and worse as people interact. And I think the idea that we can keep hoping in the one who is love as we live in the world, remembering that he is going to redeem all of this stuff that seems so broken.
Amen. Thank you, yeah. Jason. Appreciate that.
Well, we play that Seth Schluter song about counting your blessings, and sometimes it's just those little blessings in life that maybe we need to focus on more, especially when we're having, you know, a bad day, quote unquote, hey, what are some of those little things we can take pleasure in? Mm-hmm. And so people were surveyed, Halvo, to say, hey, those little pleasures in life, what's your favorite? And looking at these, I'm like, it's a pretty good list.
I'm going to get to it. But by the way, Seth, number one song in 20 The Count in the last couple of weeks with that one.
Way to go.
Yeah. For instance, some of those little pleasures like peace and quiet.
How about going for a walk? We talked about that yesterday, how you don't really appreciate going for a walk until you're, what, 27 years old?
Wow, yeah. Another little pleasure, getting out in the fresh air.
A stroll on the beach. Yes, please.
The sound of birds.
It is interesting how early birds wake up, I found, because I got up about an hour earlier than usual to get a run in, and it's like, oh, wow, the birds were up before I was. You probably experience this every day.
It is nice to, you know, just enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
The sound.
Adults were asked, what life's little pleasure is your favorite? Here's another one. Fresh bed sheets.
Oh, totally.
Oh, that's great.
Totally. No,
that's great.
That is great. In fact, a clear and starry night.
How about hugs from your kids or grandkids?
Absolutely. Take it in. Seeing friends.
Laughing so much your belly aches.
Mm-hmm. Sleeping in.
The sound of rain, yes. Like when you don't have to go out in it and just can hear it, you bet.
Well, overnight tonight, check the weather bottom of the hour. I think you're going to have a chance to hear that in the middle of the night. Also, listening to a favorite song. We've got a new one on the way from Kane.
And how about a hot cup of coffee in the morning? Some of life's little pleasures. Should we add ours? Because I'm going to say wrapping up in a blanket and reading a book is one of my favorite things, too. Or just getting cozy in a blanket and having a good book. That's one of my favorite things.
All right. I'm going to say eating a good bowl of cereal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially as an adult where it's like,
I know.
Yeah. I'm big now. I can have this.
You can have it anytime you want. Today is Raisin Day. And unfortunately, I really love raisins. Caleb, how do you weigh in?
I enjoy them a lot as well.
Yeah.
Raisins, too.
Well, apparently, I sorry to say, raisin hate's apparently a real thing, as Bree Tennis reports.
A YouGov poll says 35% of us don't eat them. Not in a box, not in a cookie. Millennials hate the dried grapes so much, Sun-Made Raisin Company launched an ad campaign in 2019 to win them over. It didn't work. Neither did the dancing raisins in 1986 for Gen Xers. But they are good for us, high in potassium and known to stimulate libido. If you're among the 65% who do eat them, happy National Raisin Day.
So anyhow, it is Raisin Day. I'd just be curious, people, thumbs up or thumbs down on raisins. Let us know on the listener line at 396-1670. So.
Raisin bran, oatmeal raisin cookies, or just, you know, again, eating them out of hand. They're fantastic.
Yeah, good for you. So other friends are like, so anti-raisins, and they feed them to the birds. Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show at 12 in front of 8, 48 degrees.
Let's see how quickly you all can solve today's query. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Call us live here on the WIB Wake Up Show for Tuesday trivia as we let you know that today's prize is a digital movie download for Ordinary Angels. Again, Hillary Swank, Alan Ritson in this fantastic faith-based film based on a true story. I think you'll really love it. We can send it to you wherever you might be listening from because it's a digital download. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that. The question is as follows. Over 500 of these are sold daily. Over 500 of these sold each day.
500?
500,000.
500,000.
500,000.
Okay.
500, half a million. Over 500,000 of these are sold each day around the world. We'll give you that right off the bat as well, too. What are we talking about? Half a million, 500,000 of what are sold daily? Give us a call, 715-723-2555.
Okay. And it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of leadership to be the first caller.
We've got somebody ready to take that step.
It's the one, the only, Vicky. Good morning.
Hello. Not that I would buy one, but how about cups of coffee?
Cups of coffee.
Before I answer, let me just say, this is the clearest connection we've had with you a while, and your voice sounds 100%.
Oh, my voice is definitely better, and yeah. I'm on a different phone.
Well, there you go. So two out of three, but you did not get the right answer today, Vicky. Call
All
us
right.
back.
All right.
715-723-2555.
I thought you were going to break into meatloaf there for a second. All right.
Over 500,000 of what are sold daily? Over 500,000 of these are sold daily around the world. Worldwide, 715-723-2555.
I'm sorry. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sammy from Wausau.
Hey, Sammy.
Is it milk?
Is it milk? Like, should we just add gallons of milk or half gallons?
Yeah.
Either one.
Half gallons.
Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Tammy. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Tammy is correct. For whatever reason, I was hearing Sammy. So, anyhow.
Well, we've heard from Eau Claire. We've heard from Wausau, 103.7 FM or 94.3 FM. Have we heard from Marshfield yet? Not yet. 93.5 FM or 103.7, depending on where you're at in the fair city of Marshfield, or La Crosse, 93.7.
And Caleb's going to Osseo to call a baseball game today.
Indeed.
Softball. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Dean calling from La Crosse.
Hey, Dean.
Right on. Dean, go ahead.
How about houses or homes?
500,000 homes sold daily around the world. Good thinking.
I think the real estate
sure.
agents would wish that was the case, but that's not it, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, Dean. Call us back from the Cooley region.
Yeah, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton, fire up, man. What do you got? What's your guess?
iPhone.
Is it iPhone? Oh, I like the way Clayton's thinking. 500,000, half a million iPhones sold daily around the world?
Not every day.
No. Thank you, Clayton. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, people kind of running out of gas on this one here at the moment. So, all right. We'll move it off till after 8:15.
We're going to give you another chance.
Again, the question for them to ponder, Caleb, is?
Over 500,000 of these are sold each day worldwide.
What is it?
For an Ordinary Angels digital movie download.
WWIB, the Web Wake Up Show, Tuesday Trivia, round two.
We are trying again to give you a free digital movie download of the phenomenal film Ordinary Angels. And again, we can get this to you wherever you might be because we just email it. So call in 715-723-2555. The question is this. Over 500 of these are sold each day. And even around the world, we gave that to you, over 500,000, over half a million of what sold daily. Give us a call, 715-723-2555.
What were the answers given already?
Well, we heard from Eau Claire, Wausau, La Crosse, Chippewa Falls so far, and incorrect answers. It's not cups of coffee, not 500,000 gallons of milk, not homes, not iPhones, over half a million, over 500,000 of what sold every day. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Give us a call, give us a guess.
Looks like this is a caller from Barron, am I right? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is PCD John. Oh. I'm at the rehab center in Barron. My guess is cheeseburgers.
Is it cheeseburgers? No, but hope you're doing well, PCD John. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555, number to call.
Keep those calls coming here on WWIB. He was thinking food there, though, you know, something that maybe people would need to buy if you've got 500,000 every day, right?
And over half a million, over 500,000 of what sold daily, each and every day. 715-723-2555 for the digital movie download of Ordinary Angels starring Hilary Swank and Alan Ritson.
Academy Award winner Hilary Swank and Alan very popular these days. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Trisha Anderson.
Hey, Trisha, where are you calling from?
From Holcomb.
All right.
But I'm in Sheldon.
Good. Go ahead.
Automobiles?
Is it automobiles? Is it vehicles?
Vehicles?
No, but thank you. Call us back.
Sure, a lot are sold every day, but, you know, that's not what we're looking for, so...
Over 500,000.
People kind of struggling at this one, Caleb.
Yeah, over. And again, we want to stump you in a kind way. We like it when we can stump you a little bit, but then eventually we'll start giving clues as needed. But you never know. It's always great to be surprised as well, too, when you just figure it out sooner than possible. Sherlock the thing. Over 500,000 of what sold daily?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Shatek.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi.
What do you think?
Is it bottled water?
is that bottles of water.
There we go. Could that be it? And sorry, Charlie.
Good to hear from you, though, Shelly. Call us back, 715-723-2555, trying to win that Ordinary Angels digital movie download wherever you might be. We'll send it to you.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Duran.
Hey, Tammy.
Hi. Is it donuts?
Is it donuts?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of donut, Tammy?
Oh, something with something in the middle.
Just some filling? Yeah, I mean, you can go
like
cream
filled.
Yeah, custard filled Bavarian. Yeah, fantastic. Not what we're looking for, but good to chat with you about donuts. Tammy from Duran, call us back.
I like the answer to that. Caleb, go ahead and ask me. What's your favorite kind
what's
of donut?
What's your favorite kind of donut?
Yeah, the one in front of me.
Oh, there
all
you
right.
go.
To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy.
Is it books or Bibles?
Books or Bibles, 500,000 a day. That's not it, but thanks for calling in. We've got...
And good job getting two guesses in one there.
And yeah, books or Bibles. There we go. Yeah, good job. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
That's three straight Tammys. All right, go ahead.
What do you think?
Is it gallons of gas?
Is it gallons of gas? Oh, we had gallons of milk, but gallons of fuel. Gallons of gas.
That's not it.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Tammy.
All right, well...
A lot of guesses here.
We got one more. We can sneak in here. One more as the music has run out. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Gail and I'm calling from Cameron.
What do you think, Gail?
Is it toothpaste?
Is it toothpaste? Like tubes of toothpaste?
500,000 tubes of toothpaste every day. That's not it either. Sorry about that.
But oral health, very important, as Gail from Cameron reminds us. Call us back in, 20-ish minutes or so. We'll give you the cue again.
Hi, WWIB. This is Virginia Lerman, and I would like to recognize my sister, Teresa Camrath, if I may, as a special mom in my life. My precious mom and role model passed away 9.5 years ago and is so dearly missed. Thankfully, though, I have an older sister who, even in my youth, looked out for me, played with me, and taught me many things. Now, decades later, she is still that guiding presence, bringing me care packages when I'm sick and praying for me during trials. And I can't leave out how she can make me laugh more than anyone that I know. And if you know Teresa Camrath, you know what I'm talking about. She has brought me lots of joy and love over the years, and I hope I have given her the same. God bless you all. Thank you.
That is very well done there. Exemplary by Virginia. And we want to send you and your mom to see Unsung here at MyCon Cinemas. And guess what? Virginia is going to get a chance to do that, Caleb.
Yeah, so she'll get to take her sister in this case, too. Because, again, we open this up. It could be a mom, mother-in-law, grandma, wife, or, again, another special mom figure in your life. So Virginia gets to take her sister to see Unsung here at MyCon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Tuesday Trivia, try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Caleb and Halva with you, wanting to give you a digital download of the phenomenal film Ordinary Angels. Again, Hilary Swank, Academy Award winner, Alan Ritchson, very popular, and it was just an excellent movie, again, based on an incredible true story from the mid-90s. Would really love to have you see this, see it again, or see it if you haven't seen it. We can send it to you wherever you might be if you get this correct at 715-723-2555. Over 500,000, over 500,000 of what are sold daily around the world? Over 500,000 of these are sold daily around the world. And we were going to say, Halvo, as we regale folks with the incorrect answers, that one of these that we actually got earlier this hour, one of the answers was trending in the right direction for
yes.
sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
All right. So, again, over 500,000 of what sold daily around the world? It is not cups of coffee, gallons of milk, homes, iPhones, cheeseburgers, automobiles, bottles of water, donuts, books or Bibles, gallons of gas, or tubes of toothpaste. What could it be? 715-723-2555.
I would say guess is a little sluggish this morning. This one kind of stumping listeners. 723-2555, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly and Shatek again.
Hey, Shelly, fire up. What do you got?
Is it eggs?
Is it eggs? 500,000, 500,000
That's
eggs sold
guess.
Each day?
It's not it.
Good guess, though. 715-723-2555.
I wonder how many eggs are sold every day.
Boy. Yeah, it makes you curious.
I don't love the high egg prices sometimes, but it makes you really appreciate when they come down. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
Hey, Tammy. What do you think?
Is it loaves of bread?
loaves of bread.
Yeah, people eat a lot of that. People on the food trail here. It's not that, though.
Thank you, Tammy.
Eggs, loaves of bread. What else could they choose this morning in terms of people thinking? Possibly that hint from a quality guest earlier in the hour. Maybe it has to do with food. Hi, 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry. First time we heard from you. Good morning.
Yeah, I was stumped on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to guess cans or bottles of soda.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, sure. And again, cans or bottles of soda, so getting a couple in there, guesses. And is either one of those right?
Sorry.
No, it's not. Thank you, Sherry. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We've heard from Eau Claire, Wausau, La Crosse, Chippewa Falls, Barron, Holcomb, and Sheldon, Chetek, Duran, Cameron, and Bloomer, but no one has figured this out yet. 715-723.
Of these sold a day. Around the world.
Around the world. Around the world. 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. You can keep on calling back to win that Ordinary Angels digital movie download.
All right. I'm going to do this kind of like an auctioneer, all right? So I'm going to basically try to count it down. And just as I say that, the phones light up. I didn't even get to the countdown. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand again.
Tammy's yes. Trying hard today. Go ahead, Tammy.
Is it movie tickets?
Is it movie tickets?
Oh, yeah. Tying in with MyCon.
Sure.
Could that be it? It's not. But I got to tell you, I was there Sunday afternoon. It was very crowded. But a rainy Sunday was a great day to go see a movie.
Go see Unsung Hero now playing.
Absolutely. All right. I'm going to count my auctioneer style here. We're going to be winding down here. It looks like you guys are basically out of guesses today until Win It Wednesday tomorrow morning after 7:15. Going once, going twice, and we're moving on tomorrow, Caleb.